From the Sky News Centre at 7, there's been a heated exchange of words between the Kremlin and Donald Trump. Russia's accused the US president of an emotional overload after he called Vladimir Putin absolutely crazy for a weekend of missile and drone attacks on Ukraine. Moscow insists it hit military targets when 12 people died over the weekend. The American leaders threaten more sanctions. Michael McFaul's former US ambassador to Russia.
What I hope would follow is not just tough words, but actual actions. He keeps threatening to do new sanctions. Now is the time to do new sanctions, because if he just keeps talking tough but not following through with his actions, I think it really undermines his credibility.
Russia's accusing Donald Trump of an emotional overload after he condemned three nights of drone and missile attacks on Ukraine. On social media, the US president called Vladimir Putin absolutely crazy. A 60-year-old man's died after getting into difficulty in the sea near Skegness. Officers say he was attempting to save two children in Ingermells yesterday. The Prime Minister is said to be tweaking his welfare reforms after it was reported a number of Labour MPs could vote against proposed cuts. There are reports that people on disability benefits could be given more time to explore other claims before eligibility is tightened. Huge crowds of Liverpool fans have lined the streets of the city to celebrate the club's Premier League title success and watch a 10-mile open-top bus tour, while Crystal Palace held a party at Selhurst Park. Goalkeeper Dean Henderson thanked fans.
You see Selhurst today, it's phenomenal. The lads are so appreciative of it, and they've been incredible. They deserve this turnout, and this is for the fans.
Meanwhile, Arsenal celebrated their Women's Champions League victory with thousands of supporters at the Emirates. And British tennis number one Katie Balter is into the round two of the French Open after she came down from set down to beat Carol Monet. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Davis.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
What you This is Brill Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Brill Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I hope you've all been enjoying the bank holiday weekend as much as I have. The weather, I thought the weather was going to turn a little bit, but it's still been quite warm, although we haven't had all the sun, so it's still quite warm, so we can still get out and do things this bank holiday. And this bank holiday leads straight into the half term for the children, so it's a perfect time for them to get out and about and enjoy the activities and events that we've got going around in the Vale. But what am I going to talk to you about on this wonderful bank holiday Monday? So I'm going to be bringing you some of the sporting results and fixtures that have been taking a place around the Vale, and we've got loads of sport to look forward to in the summer that's coming up with the Lions, the Wales tour to Japan, and we've also got the Women's European Championships. So I'm going to bring you all the information on how everything's going for that. All that and more here to come at Bro. Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about the rugby that's being taken place in Cardiff last weekend. So for people who weren't aware of that, the European finals were taking place in Cardiff. Well, the first one was on Friday night, and that was the European Challenge Cup final. And then on Saturday afternoon, the Investec Champions Cup between Northampton Saints and Bordeaux took place in Cardiff, and I thought I had finished watching all my watching my live rugby for a few weeks, but I was lucky enough to actually manage to get a ticket for the championship final. And it's one of those, it was quite interesting because I was sat in amongst a load of Leinster fans. They'd obviously bought the tickets, potentially expected their team to get to the final, but it was actually quite a good game. On there, you had the two good wingers who play for France. My pronunciation of the first one is everyone's going to chuckle at, so I'll say it really quick so nobody really understands what I'm saying, but it's Louis Blier, and Damien Penaud was playing as well, and for England's winger Freeman was playing for Northampton Saints, and Luca Maxine and Matthew Gilbert. So, like, these are all really sort of well known names on the international circuit. And one player that really did impress as well for Northampton Saints for me was Henry Pollock. People might remember that he was the player, he was the young England number 8 that came on and scored 2 tries on his debut against Wales there, but he looks an absolute fantastic player, especially when you're watching him live in the stadium. There was a few, I was watching it as a total neutral, which is interesting, sat in the Welsh National Stadium and not having allegiance to either team really. I was just there to watch a good game of rugby, but I will say there was a few controversial decisions, and although I was sat in amongst quite a few Leinster supporters, I did turn to my left and realise there was quite a lot of Northampton Saint fans there. There was one or two, should we say, dubious calls there that I agreed with them, but then there was one or two where I think they're when it's your team, you've got your rose tinted glasses, and they were 50-50s, and I was there with someone else, and I had to say quite quietly, oh, I think the ref's got that one right there, because I really didn't want to say it too loudly amongst the Northampton Saints fans. But it was a really good event to be taking place in Cardiff, and we just hope one day that we get to see another one of our Welsh club teams playing in these cup finals, because that would be fantastic, but secondly, it's just a really good event, and Welsh rugby does need something to cheer about. But there is a lot more rugby still to come, and I keep thinking, oh, the Lions tour, that's ages away, but actually their first game the Lions play is on Friday the 20th of June, so we're talking maybe 3.5, maybe 4 weeks from now, and they're taking on Argentina before they travel to Australia, where they first play Western Force on June the 28th. So that's not even a month away now, and we've got a couple of Lions matches. The Test matches, they are a little bit further to wait. So the 19th of July is the first test, the second test then a week later on the 26th of July, and the third test is on the 3rd of August. So there is a bit of time to wait for the test matches, but there is going to be some rugby that anyone like me who's a real sports fan has got the opportunity to watch. And not only the Lions, we've got the Wales tour to Japan, but these are very early, well, for me, they're very early games, start times there. So Wales, they've got their two test match games against Japan, and the first one of them is on Saturday the 5th of July, which, right, we're almost in June now, so it isn't really that long to wait. there. And then we've got the second test is on Saturday the 12th, and that's not quite as early. That's a 6:50, so 10 to 7 a.m. Start time on that one. But I'll get a preview of that sort of closer to the date. But we do have lots of things to look forward to. Next up, we're going to be bringing you the results from sports that have been taking place around the Vale here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Life never stands still, but memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dinas Powys, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinas Powys. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Someday, well, you want. gonna shine on everything.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Bro Radio. And we're going to have a look at the cricket that's been taking place around the Vale. So we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club, and they were in action on Saturday with the Vale Cricket Club's first 11. They were at home to Whitchurch Heath's first 11, and Whitchurch Heath won that game by 5 wickets. And the Vale's second 11, they were away to Bay Dragons' first 11, with the Vale second 11 unfortunately losing that game by 13 runs. Now, Vale's third 11, they were at home to Radder's fifth 11. Unfortunately, that match was cancelled. But the Vale's fourth 11, they were away to Radder's sixth 11. And Radder's sixth 11, they won that match by 29 runs. So we're looking forward for the Vale Cricket Club. The Vale Cricket Club's first 11 next in action on the 31st of May, on that Saturday. The first 11, they're away to the Newport Fugitives' first 11. The Vale's second 11, they're at home in Corntown to the Newport Fugitives' second 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're away to Ponthiers County Cricket's third 11, and the Vale's fourth 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green, and they're at home to South Wales Sri Lankan County Cricket's second 11. But there's been more than just there in action. So the Barry Athletic Cricket Club, they had games on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of May. So on the 24th, will be on Saturday, the Barry Athletic first 11, they were at home to Chepstow's second 11, and Barry Athletic won that game by 51 runs. And the Barry Athletic second 11, they were away to Penarth's third 11, and they lost that game by 5 wickets. And then on Sunday, the Barry Athletic first 11, they were away to Upper Rhondda's first 11, and they lost that game by 19 runs. And the fixtures coming up for the Barry Athletic County Cricket Club on Saturday the 31st of May, they've got the first 11 have got an away game to Usk's second 11, and the Barry Athletic second 11, they've got a home match to Croesiliog second 11. Barry Wanderers were also in action on the Saturday the 24th, and the Barry Wanderers first 11, they were away to Gligwyrnie's first 11, and they lost that match by 7 wickets. And the upcoming matches for the Barry Wanderers County Cricket Club on Saturday the 31st of May, the first 11, they're at home to Newbridge's second 11, and Barry Wanderers County Cricket's second 11, they're away to Gligwyrnie's second 11. And the Barry West End Cricket Club, they were playing on Sunday the 25th of May. They had a game, and they were at home to the Cardiff Casuals County Crickets first, and the Barry West End friendly 11, they won that by 6 wickets. And the upcoming games for them, they've got a game coming up, they've got a midweek game, so the Barry West End County Cricket midweek 11, they're playing Penarth County Cricket midweek 11, and that's on Wednesday the 28th of May, so 2 days time. So there's been lots of sort of sporting action going on, and that's the cricket action that we're going to bring you from around the Vale. But up next on Pro, I'm going to be explaining more sports that's taking place around the Vale, and we've got to look forward to well, it's going to be a little piece of history in a few weeks time for the Wales women's national team here at Pro.
Today. today.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So it's going to be an exciting summer coming up. So not only have we got the Lions playing in July, and we've got Wales taking on Japan in the rugby in July as well. We've got the Women's European Championships, and Wales have made it there for the first time in their history. So it's a historic moment for Wales there. They do take on three tough teams in their group in the championship, and that starts on Saturday, 5th of July, with a game against the Netherlands at 5 p.m. They follow that up a few days later with a game on Wednesday, the 9th of July, against France at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, the 13th of July, they take on England again. That's an 8 p.m. kickoff. So it is going to be some tough games for the Welsh women's national team, but they've earned the right to play these games by making it to these championship finals. So it's good luck to them and all the support that they need. But before they can concentrate fully on the European Championships, they do have two more Nations League matches to play. And the first one of them is on Friday, where they're away to Denmark, and that's followed by a home match against Italy on the 3rd of June. So still time there for Rhian Wilkinson to tweak the side and see if there could be some players that bring themselves into contention. But one person who is potentially might not make it is Sophie Ingle, and she still remains absent from the Wales squad ahead of these final two games. The former captain is now facing a race against time to be fit for the women's Euros in Switzerland, with Rhian Wilkinson naming her squad next month. Ingle, who announced her departure from Chelsea earlier this month, has missed the entire season due to an ACL injury she picked up during pre-season game against Feyenoord last September. And Wilkinson has rated Ingle's chances of reaching the tournament as 50-50, although her recovery is believed to be ahead of schedule. So on there, and Wilkinson, she's praised Chelsea for the handling of Ingle's recovery, but has said that she needed to see the Llandochborn midfielder herself to have a clear conversation before deciding her fate. I do want her back, but not at the risk of Sophie Ingle's knee, she said there. Meanwhile, Jess Fishlock has been named in the 28-player squad to face Denmark and Italy, despite missing their 1-1 draw with Sweden last month due to an injury. And Liverpool forward Kerry Holland returns after she was stretchered off with a leg injury during last month's 2-1 defeat to Denmark in Cardiff. That's quite good, because I was watching that game and it looked a nasty injury. So it's good that Kerry's back there and in the squad on there. But this, as we know, it marks the final two competitive tests ahead of the first ever appearance in a major tournament. And Gwali United goalkeeper Laura O'Sullivan Jones has already been ruled out due to an ACL injury, which has also dashed her hopes of reaching the Euros. But Manchester United midfielder Mara Griffiths and Aston Villa keeper Sophia Kelly have been called up to the squad following impressive showing in qualifying for the under-19s Women Euros last month. But regardless of how the Nations League campaign ends, attention will now turn to Rhian Wilkinson's announcement of her Euro squad on Thursday, the 19th of June. On there, so it's going to be interesting to see the players there that were going to make history for Wales. But the men's team are also in action as well. So the men's team are playing again, and their next game is at home on the 6th of June to Liechtenstein in the World Cup qualifying. They then travel to Belgium on Monday, the 9th of June. Wales currently sits second in the qualifying Group J on goal difference to North Macedonia after one win and one draw. So Craig Bellamy is actually doing really well with the team there, and it's good to see that they are moving on and progressing. I was one of those people who, before Wales actually managed to make the qualification to France, I remember watching Wales and they, you know, sort of late 80s, early 90s, never really made sort of any inroads on the international stage. So it's good that they're making inroads there, and they're putting themselves in contention for qualifying for major championships. So I think people we've come a long way. That's all I'm going to say. People around my age, they're going to remember that. But I think the Welsh team, the men's and women's teams, they've come a long way since when I used to first start watching them play. But up next on Bro, I'm going to be telling you about other events that are taking place and how you can get in touch with me here at Bro Radio.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Are you a parent in the Vale of Glamorgan? Are you wanting to find out about local services, events, activities and support available? Then speak to the Vale Family Information Service. We can connect you with preschool groups and activities for children and young people, childcare options and help with childcare costs, and family support services, including support for children with disabilities or additional needs. Call Barry 704 704 or search Vale of Glamorgan Family Information Service.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Under a blue moon I saw you, so soon. In the starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon.
Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's not long to go for those that have signed up for the Barry Island 10K. That takes place on Sunday the 15th of June, and it is set to be the largest to date, with over 4,300 people that have signed up to take part. So with less than a month to go, organisers have said that all general entries into the event have now sold out, meaning the only way to secure a spot in the event is through its lead charity partner, Cancer Research Wales. The event returns to Barry Island after a year-long hiatus in 2024, with a route that showcases the town's most scenic seaside spots and recognisable landmarks, including Whitmore Bay, The Knapp, Romley Park and Watch House Bay. The main 10K is supported by a family fun run, toddler dash and competitive future challengers mile, giving something for the whole family to get involved. The event village will be situated on the seafront with music, entertainment and stands for all to enjoy. And there will be plenty of cafes, eateries and arcades, including the famous Nessa Slot and Marco's Cafe. Not to mention the Barry Island Pleasure Park for all the fun of the fair. Matt Newman, Chief Executive and Organiser of Run for Wales, said the Barry Island 10K was a favourite for many runners and we're delighted to bring it back for 2025. The event is set to be bigger and better than ever before, and while general entries into the race have now sold out, those who are still wanting to take part can do so by signing up to Run for Cancer Research Wales. We're very much looking forward to coming back to the seaside town and watching everyone come together as they take on the course around the best that Barry has to offer. If anyone does still want to take part and they'd like to run for Cancer Research Wales, they can sign up for £10 when pledging to raise £120 for charity. So, and I always think these events, if you're not taking part in them, you could still go down there, support the runners. It's always, I've been down and supported it a few times in the past and just go down there. And it's always a good fun day. There's a lot of atmosphere. It's really good. It's a real family friendly feel there. And there's lots of things to do. And, you know, you could, and the people that run the 10Ks, you know, I take my hat off to them, because it's not for everybody running that distance and that's for sure, but go along, support them, cheer them on, and people do appreciate that. Have a look, but also I would say is have a quick look and check the routes and work out how you get in there, because there's going to be some road closures in place there as well. But it's just a good nice day to be at Barry Island, particularly if we keep the weather that we've been having over the last few weeks there. So it should be a nice good day by all. So do you remember we were doing the Barry Radio Community Awards? I thought I would just mention that the finalists for the Sports Club of the Year, sponsored by HR Department South Wales, have been announced, and the three finalists for the Sports Club of the Year is Lantwick Major AFC, Snap Fitness Barry and Vale Vipers Basketball Club. So good luck to them as well on there, and that the finalists are going to be recognised in a black tie event at Penarth Pier on Friday the 6th of June. So not long to go until we find out who's there, but for everybody that's been nominated, I just think, you know, and any sports club or nomination for any of the categories, to be recognised by people of the community is, you know, that's such a nice thing, and that people have bothered to write and nominate the sports club there. So good luck to that, and good luck to the finalists from all the other categories as well, and I'm sure it'll be a fine evening there as well.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be
you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Kicking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on an easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's the real lady.
And as for me, you'll see. Somebody's
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta
make it last forever.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as we draw to a close on another Monday Night Sports Show, if there's a sport around the Vale you think I should be talking about, then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email address sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us, Bro Radio, on the social medias and get in touch, and I could be talking about a sport that you're so passionate about around the Vale. And we are the Vale's local radio station, so I want to be giving the sports that you think should be showcased in the Vale the time that they deserve on the radio. And I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio and you could tell me all about the sport that you find so fantastic that you want everyone in the Vale to know about. Generally, I would probably end up asking you about the rules of them, because I do quite like to learn the rules or the laws, depending on what sport is for a new sport. But if that's something you think you want to do, then just get in touch with the information that I've already said to you. Up next, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time. Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine starts and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who? Look around your world.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Time is running out for single-use vapes. From the 1st of June, it will be illegal for businesses to sell or supply single-use vapes across the UK. Single-use vapes often become litter or are sent to landfill. This ban will help stop the harm they cause our environment. Get your business ready now. Reduce your stock of single-use vapes and switch to reusable vapes instead. Search Single-Use Vape Ban Wales. Together, it's our business to clean up Wales.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five-a-day for over 50 years. And we now offer next-day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwit Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
James Danter and Sons Brilliant Fun Fair has arrived at Pencoedra Fields with fun rides for kids like Pirate Ship, Go Gator and Toy Carousel. Exciting rides for families, including a twist and our ever-popular Dodgems. And thrill rides too. We dare you to take on the Waltzer and Extreme. James Danter and Sons Fun Fair, open daily, midday till 8pm at Pencoedra Fields until June the 1st. It's free to get in. Just buy your tokens at the entry kiosk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.